Praise the Lord. If you are visiting with us this morning, we welcome you to the service. And if you were wondering what was going on back there a while back, that was a prophecy. The Bible speaks about the manifestation of the Spirit giving gifts that are profitable to all. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 talks about these gifts. And that was a word of prophecy that we had, the Lord speaking to us this morning. And we want to take notice of what he said. He's a holy God. And I do pray that if there is sin in your life, that you confess that to the Lord. Get things taken care of with him today before you leave here. All right? Before I do the chalk drawing this morning, I would like to thank my son Joshua for all of his help. Without him, this would not be happening today. And my son Josiah for searching the internet for a song that I'm not going to use even, but he spent a lot of time doing that for me, and for that I am grateful. Let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank you for this time when we can gather here today, and Lord, I just pray that you would help me to be able to draw to the best of my ability, but more important than that, your Holy Spirit would speak to each heart, that everyone here today would be challenged and would have something to take with them. For we ask these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In Exodus chapter 5, the children of Israel are in bondage in the land of Egypt. And I want you to know today that if you are in bondage, if you are held in captivity, the Lord knows where you are. He knows what's going on in your life. And for that reason, I think the message this morning will be very important to all of you, because what I'm going to talk about happens to all of us. All of us have burdens. If you're here today and you don't have a burden, I want you to know that someday you will have one. And so you better listen closely to the message this morning as well. In Exodus chapter 5 and verse 4, Pharaoh, who is not a Christian, he's not a believer, he says something that is interesting. And God chose to record what he said. God put that in the Bible for us. He said, get you unto your burdens. Or, in other words, get back to your burdens. Let me rehearse what's happening for you. The children of Israel are in bondage in the land of Egypt. They are being cruelly mistreated. Pharaoh is being extremely mean to them. And they come to him in really a state of rebellion. And they appeal to him to lighten their load, to lighten their burden. Maybe even to let them go and worship the Lord in the wilderness. And Pharaoh says unto them, get you unto your burden, or go back to your burdens. You know, most of us will not escape our burdens, and we can choose to either let our burdens get us down, or we can get on top of our burdens and we can beat them. We can defeat them. I'd like to tell you a story this morning. It's a story about an ant. And the Bible tells us to consider the ant, to learn its ways and be wise. This ant had a desire to build something, and something had to be built. So he set out on a journey looking for the necessary building supplies. But there was one particular stick that he had to have. It would be the background or the backbone of his structure. He had to have this particular stick. And so this ant started off by going up the sidewalk. Now to us, a sidewalk is no big deal. But to this ant, it was like crossing an 8-lane highway. But he was willing to risk his life to find this stick that he had to have. He didn't find it along the sidewalk, and so he started off into the grass. Again, to us, a lawn is no big deal. But to that ant, it was like going through a tropical rainforest. He went through the grass, that rainforest, looking for the stick that he just had to have. But he couldn't find it there either. And so he came to a sandbox, just a child's sandbox. Again, to us, a child's sandbox is no big deal. But to that ant, it was like crossing the Sahara Desert. It was hot. That sandbox, that desert was big. And besides that, his footing was unsteady in the sand. But all the way across on the other side of the sandbox, he found the stick that he had to have. It was a matchstick. It was burnt, but it was still intact. Oh, he was filled with joy because this is the reason why he had braved the 8-lane highway. This is the reason why he walked through the tropical rainforest. This is the reason why he crossed the Sahara Desert. And he had great joy that he had found that stick. And he began to think, how am I going to get this stick back to my anthill, to my structure that I am building? And the only way he thought he would be able to get it back was to carry it. So he put it on his back. And he thought, oh, this stick, this burden is heavy. I am laden with this heavy burden. And he began to be discouraged. And he thought, how am I ever going to make it back to my anthill? It was difficult enough before to cross the Sahara Desert. But now I have this burden on my back. It was hard enough before to trudge through the tropical rainforest. But now I am laden with this heavy burden. It was dangerous enough before to go up that 8-lane highway. But now I have this burden. And he became so discouraged, he thought that he would just give up right then and there. But then he saw something. There was a fence, a privacy fence. And the fence had an incline on one side, kind of like a ramp. And he thought to himself, I've seen this fence somewhere before. Sure enough, this is the same fence that comes out by my anthill. I've got an idea. I know what I'll do. I will walk up the incline of this fence, and then I'll walk along the top of the fence, and I'll go to the other side of this fence, and I'll be home. I'll be home free. So he picked up this stick once again, this burden, and he placed it upon his back, and he began to go up the incline. But oh, was it heavy. That burden, especially going uphill, was so heavy for him to bear. But nevertheless, he continued on. And he got to the top of that privacy fence. Now, the fence was only about 8 feet high. No big deal to us. But to that ant, it was like being on top of a 20-story building. And he began to shake up there. He was afraid to be up there. He was scared. And on top of that, it was windy up there. In fact, he was glad that he had his burden to weigh him down. He was continuing on, and he got to almost the place where he was ready to start his decline. And then he stopped. The person who had made the fence failed to put mortar between two of the bricks, and there was a gap. To us, no big deal. Only a couple of inches. But to that ant, it was like the Grand Canyon. And he stopped right there, and he sat down, and he was so discouraged. He said, "Why does this have to happen to me? Why is this happening to me? Why me?" And then he had an idea. He thought of something. "You know, if I take this burden off of my back and I lay it across this gap, if I put it on this brick and I lay it carefully across the gap to the brick on the other side, I can use this as a bridge and I can walk across the gap." And so that's what he did. He carefully laid his burden down, and he walked across the gap. Oh yeah, he was careful. Like a tightrope walker, he walked across that gap. And he went on his way, and he made it to the other side. But I want you to notice today that that ant used his burden as a bridge. And that's really what I want to encourage you to do today, to use your burdens as a bridge. You know, we all have burdens. In fact, I really doubt that there would be any here today that does not have a burden. We all have things that are heavy upon our hearts, things that burden us down, things that we really wish that we could be rid of. And I don't know what your burden might be today. Your burden might be ill health. Your burden might be betrayal. Your burden might be something totally different than that. In fact, many of you don't share your burdens with us. I don't know what they are, but I do want to connect with you this morning. I want you to know that your burden can be a bridge. And I want you to know today that you can make it. And you can rise above your burden. And that burden was not given to you to get you down, but to get you up and to do something for God. It's not there to discourage you. And the devil would tell you today that you're too weak. He would tell you that if you tried to pick up that burden, you tried to carry it, your heart would give out. Your legs would give out. And that you would not be able to stand the weight of that burden. But I want you to know today that the devil is a liar. The truth is, you are strong enough. Your heart is strong enough. Your legs are strong enough. And you can make it. Like the Apostle Paul says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." You can do all things. You can rise above it. And I'd like to share with you three thoughts, three simple points about that this morning. Number one, the heavier your burden, the stronger the potential of your bridge. The heavier your burden, the stronger the potential of your bridge. Some of you are here today and you're saying, "You know, I don't know that I can take it. My burden is so heavy." But that just means that God thinks great things of you. God is proud of you, and God thinks he can use you, because he would never give you a burden that was too heavy for you to handle. The heavier the burden, the more he trusts you, and the greater your potential to be used by him will be. How many of you remember singing the song, Do Lord? Anybody don't remember that song? Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Do Lord, oh do Lord, oh do remember me. Way beyond the blue. We used to sing another lot of verses to that. I remember singing those in a kids club that I was in. I don't remember much about the club. I remember there was an old lady that taught us. And I remember, I remember singing the song, Do Lord. And I remember another verse. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. I took Jesus as my Savior, you take him too. Way beyond the blue. How about, I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun. I've got a home in glory land that outshines the sun, way beyond the blue. There's another verse that I didn't remember until just recently. Josh, I need you to fix my cross. There's another verse that I didn't remember until just recently. And it was, the heavier the cross, the brighter the crown. The heavier the cross, the brighter the crown. The heavier the cross, the brighter the crown. Your burden today is heavy. It's strong. It weighs upon you. It's exciting because God is going to use you. Second thing, point of this message today, is not only to let your burden become a bridge. And the stronger the burden, the heavier the burden, the stronger the potential of your bridge. But also, let your burden be the backbone of your structure. Let it be the key to your success. That ant wanted to find one particular item, one particular stick, and that stick was going to be the backbone of his structure. You know that there have been a lot of people, and I could stand up here today and give you example after example of people that have done just that. They've let their burden be the means of their success. How many of you have ever heard of a guy by the name of Donald Driver? Plays wide receiver for the Green Bay Packers. Did you know that Donald Driver, when he was a teenager, for a while he lived out of a U-Haul? And yet today he started the Donald Driver Foundation. The reason he lived out of a U-Haul is because his mother was just homeless, and they had no place to live. They were so poor. And so he started a place for homeless mothers where they could go and they could be cared for and they would have a place to stay and their children and their families would be helped. Joshua and I stayed at this cabin. It was called the Timothy Cabin. It was a prayer cabin in Frederick, Wisconsin. The reason that cabin was built was because there was a young boy who was killed on the mission field. And his parents wanted to do something with the burden of his death. And they wanted to do something for the Lord. And so they had this cabin built. And people would go there and do go there. And they find God. There's a journal there, and we read through the journal while we were there. Just amazing of how people met God in that little prayer cabin. That prayer cabin became the means of success for the Ministry of Wilderness Fellowship. And there are other prayer cabins that are built there now. When I was in high school on my church softball team, we had a guy who had a wooden leg. He'd lost his leg in a hunting accident. And yet he wanted to play softball. His name was Fonzie. So Fonzie thought, you know, I could pitch, because I won't have to do too much running if I pitch. So he worked on his pitching, and he became our best pitcher. But you know, running the bases was a little more difficult with a wooden leg. And so Fonzie decided that if he was going to play softball and run the bases, he would just have to hit the ball further than anybody else, because it would take him a little longer to get around. So that's what Fonzie did. He learned to hit. And boy, could he hit. And he could hit the ball, and with wooden leg and all, he could scamper around those bases. The burden actually became a means of success for him. You know, don't let your burdens get you down. Walk on your burdens instead of letting your burdens weigh on you. Walk on your burdens. Get on top of them. Don't let them defeat you. And the third point to the message this morning is, let your burden be a bridge for others. Let your burden be a bridge for others. Don't be stingy with your burdens, because there are other people that are going to need you. They're going to need the bridge that you set down, because you do not go through things all alone. There are others that have the same problems and the same burdens that you do, and they are looking for a bridge that somebody has built, somebody to help them get across to the other side. And you might not know who that person is. You might not know where that person is. There might be hundreds of people. There might be thousands of people that want to use your bridge. You don't know what their need is, but someday they're going to need you. They're going to need your bridge. Let your burden be a bridge to others. Don't be stingy with it. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2 tells us, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Listen, I know that there are heartaches here from this side of the church to that side of the church. And you know what? Some of your heartaches, I'd be happy to just sit down with you and cry with you and pray with you about those things. I really would. But I also know that there comes a time when you need to pick yourself up and you need to lay your burden across a gap so that your burden can be a bridge, not only for you, but for others. You need to rise above those burdens and let the Lord do something with your life. You know, Jesus Christ is a carpenter. He builds. He specializes in building and making things. And that's what he wants to do in your life. He wants to build you. He wants to make you. And I'm talking today, I don't want to just help you to survive. I want to help you to thrive. And that's what the Lord can do. And parents, you need to build a bridge, because someday your children might need to cross that bridge. Husbands, you need to build a bridge, because someday your wives might need to cross that bridge. Wives, you need to build a bridge, because someday your husbands might need to cross that bridge. Children, you need to build a bridge, because someday your parents might need to cross that bridge. Somebody is going to need you. Do you know the things that are happening in your life? They're not happening for no reason at all. Somebody is going to need your help. And you have already been there, and you have built the bridge for them. But I would like to introduce you today to the ultimate bridge builder, Jesus Christ. He is the ultimate bridge builder. Jesus carried a very heavy burden. It was so great that in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed. And he said, "Father, if it's possible, let this cup, let this burden pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done." And then Jesus carried his burden down the streets of Jerusalem up a hill called Mount Calvary. And there Jesus allowed himself to be put upon a cross and to be nailed to the cross and to be crucified. Do you know what Jesus was doing when he did that? He was building a bridge because sin had separated us from God. Jesus, through his death, his burial, and his resurrection, built a bridge that could reconcile God and man. Romans chapter 5, Paul tells us that we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more, being reconciled by his death, we shall be saved by his life. Jesus laid down the cross, and now he's on the other side, and he says, come on over. The bridge has been built. Come on over. It's now safe for you to come. And you know that millions of people have walked across his bridge. Millions of people have walked across Calvary, and they've made it safely to the other side. And now Jesus is saying to you, if you have not walked this bridge, why don't you come? It's safe. I've made it possible. I've made the way for you to come. Why don't you come? If you're here today and you've never come to Christ, I'm begging you, I'm asking you today, come to the Christ. Cross the bridge and find eternal life in him. Jesus paid the way. He made it possible for you to have eternal life. He laid his burden down. His burden was the cross. He made a bridge out of his burden, the cross. The cross became the key to his success. Whenever we speak of Christ, we speak of the cross. We speak of his finished work. As he died on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. He said, it is finished. The cross was the key to the success of Jesus. But the cross is also the burden that he placed down for others to cross. His cross became a bridge for you. His cross became a bridge for me. He's the greatest bridge builder. Perhaps the message today is a little bit different than what you've heard in the past about burdens. In the past, we've heard that we need to bring our burdens to the Lord and we need to cast our cares upon him and we need to lay them down, and we do. But perhaps the Lord is saying to you today to go back to your burden. Go back to your burden. Get back to your burden. Because that very burden is to become a bridge in your life. That very burden is going to be the key to your success. And that very burden will be the bridge that others will need to cross. So you make sure that your burden, your cross, is sturdy. You make sure it's durable. You make sure it's there. Because we'd hate for somebody to be turned back because the bridge was out. We'd hate for somebody to fall to their death because the bridge wasn't strong enough. It wasn't durable. The challenge to you this morning is to go back to your burden. Get on top of your burden. Let it be the key to your success. Don't let it defeat you, but the choice is yours this morning. I wonder if there is anybody here, you've not yet crossed this bridge. You've not yet asked Jesus to be your Savior and trusted in his finished work on the cross. You've not yet done that. would you just please step out where you are at and walk to the front? Could I be so bold as to ask you to do that this morning? You've not asked Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Just pretend this morning that this aisle is the cross and let it be a bridge. Come to the front. Come to the altar. Come to Jesus this morning. Would there be anybody? If you're afraid to go alone, just say to your neighbor, would you go with me? I'm sure they will. Say, would you just go up there with me? Is there anybody here today? Is there one? Listen, Jesus gave it all for you. He laid down his life. We simply need to accept that sacrifice and cross his bridge. Praise God. Anybody else this morning? Anybody else? Could we have some altar workers up here, please? Praying with them. How many Christians here today say, Pastor, I'm going back to my burden. I see now that there is a reason for my burden. I'm going back to my burden. I think we need more altar workers, please. Those of you now know how to lead somebody to the Lord, please do so. Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Just go right in there and talk with them. Lead them in a prayer. Christians, how many of you here today, you just by a raised hand would say, Pastor, I'm going to go back to my burden. I'm going to let it be a bridge. I'm going to let it be the key to my success, and I'm going to build a bridge for others to cross. Could I see your hand? Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these people that are receiving you as their Savior this morning for the first time. We just rejoice today in your goodness. We thank you that you are willing to carry your burden, that you are willing to carry your cross, and you are willing to die upon it, and you are willing to be the mediator, the go-between, between the Heavenly Father and us. Our sins had made this gulf. Our sins had separated us, but you bridged the gap, and you brought reconciliation, and we thank you. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for your love toward us, that you did all of this while we were still enemies of yours. And Lord, I pray for those that are going back to their burdens. I know it won't be easy, but Lord, now they have a reason to go to them. And I pray, Lord, that you would use those burdens for your purposes and to accomplish great things, not only in their lives, but in the lives of others who will cross the bridges that they are building. Give them your divine grace and strength and help. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice, you became nothing. Poured out to death many times. I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. Yes, I'm in that place once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. And once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Now you are exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I marvel at this saving grace, and I'm full of praise once again. Yes, I'm full of praise once again. And And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. And once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. And once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend.
Hallelujah. If there's anybody here that has not given their heart to the Lord, and you're afraid to come up here, we've all been this place. We've all been this place. And there's nothing to be ashamed of, and there's nothing to be afraid of, because there's nobody here that's going to point a finger at you. There's nobody here that's going to laugh at you. You know, it says that the angels rejoice when one sinner repents. There's a party in heaven every time somebody turns to God. It's God knows how to get down. He's throwing a party for every one of us that turns from our ways to his ways. That's a glorious thing. Don't be afraid of that. But now, changing themes here a little bit, this is Pastor Appreciation Month, and he's stepping back into the shadows here. We are taking an offering for Pastor and his family, and it's time for us to minister to him now. 12 months out of the year, 52 weeks out of the year, he's here to minister to us. 365 days he's here to minister to us and for us. Let's reach out and minister to him today. Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death many times. I wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. Yes, I'm in that place once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again I pour out my life. Now you are exalted to the highest place, King of the heavens. And one day I'll bow, but for now I marvel at this saving grace, and I'm full of praise once again. Yes, I'm full of praise once again. And once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you, once again I pour out my life. Thank you for the cross, thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend.
He's our friend.
Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend.